Right, listen, I'm so gassed. Episode 10 already? Like, how quick is this come round?
Episode 10, that's quite a...
It's sick. It's called to celebration. Plus, I think this is quite poetic. Episode 10, and we've hit 100K followers
Absolutely.
On TikTok.
Hey!
We love you guys. Thank you.
Don't like influencers do that thing when they get the balloons with the number.
We should have.
Should have got the balloons.
No, we should have 100.
No, 100K.
Because no they always spin round. You can never figure out what the actual number is.
Have they got 10 or 1 or how many have they got?
But thank you so much for the support, though. It's actually really cool. If you can keep commenting and following and liking and subscribe, what else can you
do? Yeah, genuinely. Thank you, guys. It's sick.
Like, share, comment, subscribe. It all counts. Oh, and leave a review, because you can do that if you're listening as well.
Five stars, please. That would be really, really helpful, and we'd be grateful for it.
Speaking of comments, though, there is one comment I do want to discuss. Mm-hmm. I read this because, like, I promise you, we do read all the comments. Mm-hmm. Okay, we read them, we go through them. This one here basically described the three of us. It's like, I love this podcast because we have the lovable boob, the horn dog, and the oddball. But they haven't said who's who.
They didn't specify.
They haven't specified.
Wait, one more time, say them.
The lovable boob.
Yep.
The horn dog.
Yeah.
And the oddball. Now, this was based on last week's episode. So I know.
Who's the horn dog?
Ash.
Juk Pell.
Well, you didn't know you was going to say
yeah,
that.
No,
you're going to jump out.
It could be
he just deflected.
It could be either of you.
But not you?
But I don't think so. I think...
Okay. Let me remind you last week when I told you I'm this close to quitting the podcast because you made orgasmic tennis noises for Wimbledon.
That makes sense. That
back
makes
and forth.
They were athletically charged.
What does that even mean?
I've never even heard
what does that.
I don't even know what that charged. Means.
Yeah, you know what it means. Like when you really want to get a point and you... Oh!
It's okay, horn
there's
dog.
The horn dog. There's the horn dog. There's our horn dog.
But oddball also applies to you, but we'll stick with horn dog.
I thought it was odd boob.
No. Okay.
No, oddball.
Wait, what's it? There was boob in there.
The lovable boob.
Lovable boob.
Oh,
the
sorry.
The horn dog
yes.
and the oddball. I think you are going to be...
The lovable boob.
I don't know, man. I think you're the odd one.
But you're saying that because you want to be the lovable boob.
I'd rather not be a boob, but I do think you are quite odd. Out of me and you, the stuff that's said on this podcast, right?
Yeah, let's ask Ash, actually.
Mm. Out of the stuff that's said...
Don't try and sway him.
Who's the odd one?
You.
Perry's the odd
100%.
One.
100%.
Really?
Like, yeah, if we had to say, if we brought up a subject, it could be anything in the world, and that someone just said, make a statement about it. Yours would be the oddest, 100%.
Yeah, 100%,
no doubt about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know how that makes me feel.
It's good.
It's not a bad thing. You're unique. You've always been unique.
Special edition.
Special edition.
Yeah. There you go. And I'm just lovable. Because forget boob.
No, Jordan's our lovable boob. Let's give him a squeeze.
Let's give our oddball. Your first thing is to squeeze boobs. That's the first thing.
Our boob. It's not in plural. We've got one lovable boob.
Well, I think he's the horn dog.
Yeah, true.
You guys tell us what you think.
Yeah,
apply
place
it.
Us.
Apply it. One of
let's
us.
See place it in the comments. Let's see what I wanted to see what people
think. Sorry, quickly, talking about nicknames. We've hit 100K on TikTok, like you said. Mm. Episode 10. You know when I guess, see, like when you get celebs, they have a fan base and they have a name. Like you get Swifties for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
We need Brothers Uncovered.
Yeah, because I'm getting real tired of
collective.
Saying if you're watching or listening, like listeners or viewers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, let's actually have a name.
And it does feel different, right? Because you don't know, you do shows or you have fans or you have listeners. I'm like, you guys on Kiss, you have listeners. But like, I feel like in this like pod environment, like, I feel like, I don't know, people are involved. We talk and we discuss stuff they bring up.
No,
like,
are
it feels
club.
Like a proper little...
We
what would you
really
like to be called?
What should we call them?
You can always DM us. Mm. You can comment at lovable. I won't say at lovable boobs.
Lovable
no,
boobs.
We can't call our people lovable.
No, right. Okay. At Brothers Uncovered on all socials. You can either drop a comment here on all social media. Let's figure out what the name is.
But can it be creative? Because I don't want to just put like family on the end.
Yeah, Brothers Uncovered family.
Yeah. Because, it's nice, it's wholesome, but, like, let's have something...
No, Ash. Oh, you're so bait. Like, look at you nodding along. The undies.
Wait.
That's not bad.
You don't even know what I was about to say.
Go on,
I was going to take it off. You were going to say fam.
Yeah, he was!
No, I wasn't.
No, I wasn't.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
What about horn dogs?
No?
So, yeah, So let us know in the comments what you would like to be called outside of Horn Dogs, Oddball, or Brothers Uncovered Fam.
Or Lovable Boobs, which is your suggestion.
Mine was an accident.
Undies is the best suggestion.
Undies.
But we're not going with it because we'd like your suggestion.
Okay, Perry, let's be real.
Let's not be real.
We need to figure out last week.
We do.
For the NBA, Ashley Banjo's Massive Big End, your choice was either tell all and reveal everything about your worst celebrity encounter,
yeah,
or clean shave completely.
Yeah.
Your face, all facial hair gone.
Yeah, which, can I quickly add, I've been working really hard on trying to establish some kind of...
You've actually got a beard. I'm not going to lie.
It's kind of there.
You've got a beard.
Yeah, it's...
It connects.
And it connects.
No, yeah, bro, no, it's going
he has
right
a beard.
I've got a beard at the minute. It's getting quite
yeah
established.
Yeah, not for long because you picked a clean shave.
Yeah,
okay. So, I don't know. This is awkward. I don't want to go back and forth. I don't want to force you to shave, but you turned up with your beard still. So,
yeah.
I mean, you might have to take an interlude from the pod and go and shave.
Oh, how is it? Whoa.
Oh, that's a sign. That's the a sign. That's a sign. That no means Perry shouldn't.
No.
Shave.
No, you know what that means? Shave alarm.
That's a shave alarm. Come on.
Shave alarm.
Okay, just so everyone's aware, that is just the building's fire alarm. So I'm actually going to go out there and I might actually evacuate. Hopefully that is my sign, but I'm going to leave.
Go shave.
Go shave.
I hope this is a bit of a piss take, actually.
No, you're going to look great.
Okay, bye.
See you in a bit.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Now that Perry's gone, I'm just going to be honest, when we spanned that wheel last week, That landed on me.
Oh.
It was me.
See, I didn't think you were going to admit it.
It was me.
It was you.
It was me. Because there's like the pointer and then the little rubber stopper. The rubber stopper was on him, but obviously you're meant to go by the pointer. And I'm going to say this now again that he's not here. Why the hell he picked shave his face?
That's what I thought.
I couldn't. If I had to shave, I just wouldn't do it. I'd be like, I'm not doing that.
So if it was, would you rather shave or let us give you a trim?
Are you doing the shape up the top of my hair?
Oh, all of it, yeah.
But you have to try. Like, you're actually going to try. You're not going to just be stupid.
We'll try, but, you know, I've never shaved anyone's head before.
Didn't you?
Oh, apart from my own.
Yeah, didn't you try and cut your own hair in lockdown?
Yeah, I've tried once.
Yeah. Didn't you dye your hair blonde in lockdown as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you saying?
Go on. No,
let's go there. Because I felt it. Whatever was behind that.
Interesting choices made during the... I think everyone.
What did you do in lockdown?
Gained about 4 stone.
No, Jordan.
Yeah, gained about 4 stone.
Actually, you worked out hard in lockdown.
Yeah. I think, and we've actually discussed this, I've actually held every body composition known to man.
Yeah, you have.
Like, as a child, I was one of them kids that was so skinny, my head looked too big for my body,
yep,
which is kind of what my son's got going on at the moment, bless him, because he's like one of them tall, really slender kids. Mm-hmm. Then I turned into like quite a chubby kid.
Mm-hmm.
Then I turned into, as the doctor said, you know, I told the story last week, morbidly obese, right? Then I lost enough weight when the doctor was worried the other way.
Yeah,
but I got super skinny. Mm. Then I was like, oh, right, you're at the right weight. Then I went into lockdown and got like hench.
Mm. Real talk though, being like 100% serious for once about this stuff, like that fluctuation is all because, like, I don't know, I feel like it's only in recent times, to be fair. Like, I even thought it when I saw you doing your boxing the other day. Like, as I know you, even as a grown man, like just bowling out there with your top off.
Yeah.
Like, no, but it's something that, like, no, I just don't know you to do.
It's a long way from when we used to, like, we'd go on tour
when
we first won Britain's Got Talent, and all, like, obviously because we're on tour,
and
there'd be
a
swimming pool, and everyone would be like, should we go down to the pool? And I was there in, like, a flipping oversized T-shirt trying to get in the pool. Like,
I know,
man,
it's nuts.
It's quite a big thing to be like, let's go and do something topless. I used to freak out about it.
And I also think as well, that's what people don't understand about the way that we joke about it.
Mm,
because it's, like, not like therapy, but, like, we almost, like, have gone so far, like, past it. Like, and you, like you said, you've gone through so many ups and downs of it that, like, I don't know, man, it's actually, like, now it's crazy to see that you're, like, at that point where you're finally past it. And I don't know, maybe you still care, but, like, you cared for so long.
I wouldn't say, like, I still care massively in that capacity, but I still think it's something that doesn't... When you spend so long being conscious about something...
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You could be the most ripped person on earth. Even when, like, we were training, like, rings and tour and all this kind of stuff, you'd be at your most ripped, and, like, I would still freak out about... Wait here, ever done this, ever done that. And it's actually not a healthy mindset.
It's not healthy.
It's actually really not a healthy mindset to have. I do feel like we've gone into a really
deep chat.
But it is a point, like that kind of stuff, which is why, again, when we have a laugh on here together as brothers, this and that, you've sort of been there with me every step of the way. You know how I feel about it and where...
You're also like that though, bro. You would rather like us joke and be like, oh no, shut up, let's not, because you, I don't know, like as I know you, like same as me, like I'd rather someone sort of joke with me, especially someone close to me, and sort of bring those issues to the forefront
and
we can now
it.
Laugh and acknowledge yeah. about it rather yeah. than sort of either pretend it didn't happen or tell you that, like, you know, no, you weren't.
Yeah, and it's like, well, no, I was. No, and, like, yeah. and we're not just saying it's like to be like, oh yeah, we're geezers, we'll be honest. No, medically, I was obese. Like, you know, like, yeah. quite a medical fact.
Yeah.
I was,
yeah,
I was,
you were, but
was big. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And then that's, you know, everyone's on different points, bro. Everyone's on their journeys. And the fact that, just going back to it, just to wrap up our deepness, like the fact that, like I said, when I saw you boxing the other day and saw you out there, I saw that. I was, obviously everyone was watching you box. But one of the things I noticed was like, rah, like, you're just out here.
And you're
top off, no problem.
Yeah, and like, I think I would rather which was box sick. My you, top but, off. Then shave my face after knowing what Kerry's about to do. I'm just to bring that back.
Yeah,
I cannot fathom. Like you went for a long time. Your face shape doesn't change even when you shave. Like you've got, I know we joke and, you know, we call you like Mega Chin and
prominent jawline.
Yeah, and like Jafar from Aladdin and
yeah,
stuff
right.
like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and the Crimson Chin from yes. Fairly Odd Parents.
All right.
Buzz Lightyear has been said. Me, myself and Irene, when he gets the surgery, he gets the butt chin. Yeah. We've said that before.
Johnny Bravo
was another one. Yeah. Basically, we spoke about your jaw a lot because the shape doesn't change.
Not publicly, we haven't. But what you've just done now is, there was me trying to be nice and say, yeah, Georgia, I've got your back, blah, 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 blah. What do? You fire back at me.
No, I'm just being honest. Because your jaw, like, is, you know, it's hedge. In a good way. It's like to be honest, it's like a model structure. And that's fine. Okay, so we know what you're going to look like. I get the illusion of having a slightly longer chin because of this little goatee situation going on. But if I shave it, my head is a perfect circle. Like, I look like a minstrel.
You look like a Malteser.
Yeah, or a Malteser, or a rebel, or any other chocolate circular confectionery out there.
Chocolate circular.
My head is a Rolo. Perfect Rolo. Yeah, okay. So is this your turn now to keep going back at me?
No.
Okay, that's fine then. It's not good.
I'm like...
So I thought I heard the door. I thought Perry was coming back in. Right, guys. Ah! Right, okay.
Have you done it?
Okay, he's shaved and he's covered his face. Oh my gosh. Is it?
Do you know what it is?
Go
right.
on.
I'm going to sit down.
Can I just quickly tell you something? We're literally in the middle of a conversation about saying how I could never
Jordan,
do
you
this.
Could never shave. How could do you feel now you've done it?
Awful. It's not even, I think, that it looks that horrific. But like I said, I've really worked hard, like, I've just not shaved in such a long time.
Yeah.
And I was quite proud of this.
How did it feel when you were doing it?
I was actually quite nervous.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. There was a couple of times I had to take a seat. Can you stop? Why are you laughing? Should I just show you?
Can you just do a reveal?
Wait a second, because I don't want to laugh at your...
No, because you're already laughing!
No, but I don't want to laugh
don't
at
laugh.
Your freshly shaved
don't
face.
Don't laugh.
All right,
don't
cool, because I'm sure it's going to be fine.
No, don't laugh.
Okay, I'm not going to laugh.
Don't laugh.
Yeah.
No, this is a piss take, man. This is actually.
Wait, let me look at you one more time. I'm gonna look at you. Okay,
because
you're being silly and it's gonna make.
All right, let's look at him and give him confidence.
Just have a look, because it's normal.
Right, stop.
Have a look, it's normal. Wait, 3, 2, 1, look. No!
No! I ain't gonna lie. You look literally no different.
No, you look.
Oh my god.
You don't even look that much younger.
No, bro, you look older.
Yeah. Why do you look older?
Oh my god.
You're the opposite. You've shaved your
hair. And this is gonna sound weird. You're a good looking kid, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you are.
But you do give me like failed writer sort of energy.
He's the show open shirt as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not like on a laptop, on a typewriter, like you're trying to meet the deadline.
Right. It's kind of a vibe actually. Now I'm used to it. Like it's what about glasses off shave?
No, fuck you. That ain't it.
Right, you don't have to do
glasses. No.
No.
But I'm not going to lie. It actually looks good.
I think it looks fine.
It was just a shock.
I was just scared that I was going to look really young. I thought the beard, basically, I'm running away from the fact people think I'm 12.
No, bro, you look older.
Yeah,
really?
Somehow you look older, genuinely.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Let me get
Have you taken a selfie or taken a picture or have you sent it to, basically, have you showed Jess?
Okay, so you boys are liars.
Bro, you look fine.
That is awful, man.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's not, genuinely.
We're actually
joking.
See,
we're
Nate,
winding you up.
Yeah, so my wife, Nate, she told me categorically, point blank, that if I shaved, she'd divorce me.
Really?
She looked at a picture of me with no facial hair, then I did one of them Snapchat filters, and I'm not exaggerating, she literally went...
Them filters were wild, though, because they changed the shape of your face. And everything.
Well, I hope so, because I look like... I'm going to be honest. I look like a middle-aged West Indian woman. I do not look good.
Wait, you got the filter?
I do not have
it. You got the filter? You have it?
Well,
why is the wheel out?
The wheel out?
Oh, because we were talking about the fact that realistically, I'll be honest.
Now you've shaved it.
It probably landed on
me. It landed on me last week. Yeah.
I said this.
Yeah, but it was after review. And
I've got a shaved face.
Yeah, but you look fine.
When you shave, it grows back thicker.
There you go. So you will have a better beard. So we've done you a favour.
All right. See?
Well, Perry, well done for doing that.
Well done for committing, bro.
Well done for committing. It's oath time.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Three.
Wait. Last week I also said, could we do it a bit quicker? Because it's getting...
3, 2...
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Boom!
I've discovered this week, I know people are going to hate on me as well, that I am a new Oasis fan. Oasis fan. And I know, listen, I'm happy for people to fire shots when I say this. I didn't listen to any Oasis before. I know they're doing this big reunion comeback tour at the minute, but I'm seeing clips on TikTok and it looks like it's going off-ski.
Is that why you're a fan?
Yes.
Because the FOMO of missing out on a big show.
Because I see big shows and stuff all the time. Beyonce's just been out and who else did we talk about recently?
50 Cent was at Tottenham last week, I think.
Yeah.
Was
50 Cent.
Yeah. But those ones I'm like,
Chris Brown.
I'm also like, okay, they look great, but I'm not like, oh, I'm not desperate to be there. For some reason, in the genre of music that I don't tend to listen to, I'm like, yo, looks vibey.
Actually,
it's vibey.
That's one thing the shave has done. You look like more of an Oasis fan.
You do. Yeah, you do.
You now look like you'd be into Oasis music.
Because I think I could be in a band. I'd like to be in a band.
I believe that too. Because this is something people might not know about you. Like before DV, when you were still figuring yourself out as like a kid, you were like emo-y, weren't you?
You were like heavy emo. Yeah. I was going full on emo. Just white boy emo too.
Yeah, you were.
Do you
like
know what I mean?
Emo.
I was just like, yeah. I had posters of Avril Lavigne in my bedroom. if that makes you emo.
That is.
I had posters of Avril Lavigne. Actually, it wasn't even a poster. I'm pretty sure I just took the sleeve out of a CD and stuck that on the walls. And I had a busted poster as well.
There you go.
Does that make you emo?
On the way.
It's not like pop rock in it. I don't know the genre.
It was a mixture because I also had a Harry Potter broomstick hovering from the ceiling as well. Lord.
That's more emo. That's the combination.
Pell has the perfect like emo rock voice.
Oh, really?
Anything. You've got that voice. Can you do it?
Yeah.
So what's that song? You know that thing with the trend kept going on TikTok like tonight?
Because tonight will be the night and I will fall for you.
It's perfect.
Couldn't I be in the band?
Oh my god.
I wouldn't put myself as main like vocalist. I'd like to be on like a bass or something.
I'm going to be honest about it, yeah. Like, I don't want to be negative or anything. I'm just going to be blunt. I don't get it. And I mean as in like, Oasis are massive. Like, how much are they going to make from this tour? Like,
200 million.
Something
no,
crazy.
I see 400.
Oh my gosh.
400 million.
I was just like, oh, you know, I'm sure like their vibes for people and people are like, it takes them back and it's nostalgia. But you know, when a new hype comes around again, like a secondary hype, I was just like, yeah, it's nuts because I wasn't involved in the first hype. And obviously where I don't get the music, I was just like, I must be the only person in the world that don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
They've got Wonderwall, Champagne Supernova, like songs that you hear.
Oh, Wonderwall.
Whether you're a fan of that style of music or not, it's like in the fabric of our culture. Them songs are just like huge.
And that's what I think it is. You know, like essentially, like it isn't just about music, is it? It's about memories, about the culture of it. Yeah, you remember where you were or what you were doing when a certain...
Well, they were the biggest band in... Legit, they were the biggest band in the
Which
world.
Which is nuts.
So for them to break up was like a moment.
Yeah,
and
I
don't think those brothers spoke for... I think it's like 15 years or 16
like a decade
years.
And a half, yeah, a long time. Yeah. But to the point, this is how famous they was, right? You see, like, Jay from The Inbetweeners and stuff like in real life, James Buckley, he's got, like, that trim, that
haircut, bowl cut.
Like, the long bits.
Yeah.
And I would, in my head, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's the same trim as them famous guys. I didn't know that was Oasis. To me, their style was an aesthetic, like the parka, a polo shirt underneath, the little glasses, like... That kind of style to me is just like...
And that, do you know what? That's what I get. You know when you can just like influence culturally? Like I look at them and just think, I just think when someone's got their own aura, like their own style, like I think it's dope. So in that aesthetically, in just the way that they've like influenced culture, I think it's crazy. But like, you know, musically, I just didn't understand it. But like maybe it's just not for me. Do you know what I mean? But like,
I bought an album.
Really?
I bought an album on vinyl, actually.
I hate using the word. I just think they're mad cool.
Well, you're basically... The Gallagher brothers.
God.
Oh, you're in the industry. You're doing the same thing.
All jokes aside, as brothers, I don't know what the fallout was about. So it could be really personal. I don't want to cross any lines here. But I just don't know how you couldn't speak to your brother for like nearly 20 years. Yeah. Like, I just could not do that.
Well, let's put that on the line then. let's say you man can't speak. Let's make this I would rather. Yous can't speak for 15 years, but at the end of it, you get £400 million. Or, I don't know, for the rest of your life, you have to rock around in that Oasis haircut.
Me and Ash with the Gallagher trim crazy.
That means with your hair texture, you're going to have to get it relaxed.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get your hair relaxed.
Me and Ash have had some real
hairstyles.
And let me tell you why I completely blame Ash. As a child, I would follow quite a lot of what Ash did, and that sort of carried on into my late teens, early 20s. Ash went and got cane rows, I went and got cane rows. Ash cut his hair, I cut my hair. Ash decided to texturize and straighten his hair and get a quiff. I then did the same. Like we touched on earlier, Ash has quite a chiseled face, and you know, he's kind of got that model look where random things just look good on you. You have it as well. Like, random things look good on you.
Model look. You called me Crimson Chin. Yes. You called me Johnny Bravo.
Buzz Lightyear.
You called me Buzz Lightyear.
I think I just called you Butt Chin as well. I think I just called you, like... We were just discussing he's got quite a big chin.
No, I've got a prominent jaw.
Yeah. Thanos. Big jaw.
That kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Anyway, back to it.
You could grab it with a whole hand.
I then copied that, and the way I got ridiculed, everyone just said I look like an ice gem. And in my head, I look like... Remember when Louis Smith first went to the Olympics and he had that quiff? In my head, I was like, that's what I look like. Looking back, I didn't look like that.
Well, wasn't that your reference when you went in?
Yeah, one of the things I looked at was Louis Smith and was like, yeah, his hair's dope. Just go for that. And then somehow, just veered off course.
Should I tell you how I know mine was bad?
Go on.
Because to get it relaxed and get a quiff, I had to grow my hair quite long. Mm-hmm. So I saw Ashton, I was like, I want to do that. I'm growing my hair, let's go. And I'd grown my hair, so I had basically like a high top, afro texture, curly, but I wasn't combing it out, I kept it curly. To be fair, it actually looked decent. And I remember Warren Russell, he's one of the boys in Diversity, went to me, bro, I really don't think you should do your hair. Like, I think your hair looks sick like this. I went, nah, I'm going to do you. And I'm like, cool. And I was in rehearsal. When you make a big change, you either want people to go, oh, that's sick.
Or, yeah.
Or, Warren, I've gone, got my hair done. I've now got this quiff on top of my head. I've come back to the studio for rehearsal, I'm the first one there. And I'm waiting for people to walk in. Perry walks in first, saying, "Goes, oh man, you did your hair, yeah, yeah." And even if he didn't like it, he went, "Oh, you like it? You happy?" I was like, "Yeah, man, sick, done. Don't have to insult me. Don't have to whatever. It's fine."
Oh gosh.
Everyone else basically did the same thing. Warren walks in, walks straight up to me, looked dead in my eyes, and went, and walked past. Didn't reference it for the next year until I cut it off. And then when I finally did cut it off, said to me, "Yeah, bro. That was the deadest haircut."
That is brutal.
Are you committing to this Gallagher haircut, the bowl cut, or you two don't speak for the next 15 years? So I'm actually going to keep myself out of this one. You two don't speak for the next 15 years, but at the end of it, 400 million quid is coming your way.
All right, wait there. 200 million each. So do you get 400 million?
Wait, okay, right.
You really are.
Well, let's start on the 200 million each, and then I want to up it to four and see if it changes.
No, I'm not doing it.
What, for 200 mil?
I'm not doing it.
Okay, 400 mil.
Well, now, let's not be hasty. Okay, no, I'm joking. All jokes aside, 15 years, I think, without getting too deep on stuff, like whether it be in the news, whether it be like a personal situation, whether it be friends and family, I actually don't think you ever know how much time you've got left. 15 years is such a long time. Could be next week something horrible happens. Do you know what I mean? You can never see each other again. So personally, I just don't think there's an amount of money that's worth that.
There's no amount of money could make me not speak to Jord for 15 years. No amount of money.
Really?
Yeah. No amount of money.
What about me?
Well, let's negotiate.
Let's go.
I knew it.
Because...
No, okay, no, be serious now. Okay. You don't speak to me for 15 years.
Okay, but I've got kids. You know, you've got to think about them as well, financially.
They're fine.
I know, but it could be better. So, you know, I just want you to not be selfish. It's fine.
Okay, stop making a joke for a second, because you've got a jokey tone. Yeah. I'm being deadly serious. Okay. Someone offers you 400 million
each
between you to not speak to me.
But let me tell you why this is a hard question.
Jokey tone.
No, jokey tone, right?
Dead serious.
Cost of living is sky high.
Really high.
It's sky high.
And it affects
right
everyone. How much good could I do for the world?
Do you know what I mean?
Million.
Think about that.
And that's it. There's no more argument than that.
No, let me explain.
Okay, will you give me some money at the end?
Whoa, chill. Well, when do I get the money? At the start or at the end?
At the end.
Oh, that does make it less appealing. I'll be honest, it does make
Because you've got to complete the 15 years.
I'll be honest, there's no amount of money that would make me not talk to you for 15 years.
Thank you. Yeah. Jordan?
Yeah. Same, yeah?
Same, yeah.
See? Sincerely.
I wouldn't say no amount of money, but there is no joking. No, no.
There's no amount of money.
Yeah. Okay. Zero. Definitely. Hands in.
I don't know if I can commit to that. That.
You better
come on, hands in.
Line of physical,
hands in.
You better commit. Yeah. I swear down.
I'm joking. Right. Yeah. No.
Thank you. Thank
no amount of money. Are we agreed on that?
We're agreed on
that. That means we are committing
to bowl haircuts.
To bowl haircuts. Oh, with the long haircuts. Bits at the back and the side.
I don't think you'd work again.
Exactly. We're committing to sacrificing our careers, our livelihood.
Career suicide.
You might end, up in prison.
But we have each other.
I think that makes it worse, us two running around with them haircuts together. Yeah, it makes it immediately worse.
You ever seen the banjo bros? And they're just there like...
Time to interrogate.
Let's do a little interrogation. It's your turn this week, my friend. Are you ready?
Our clean-shaven Perry Kylie. You know the deal. Five... Would you rather quick fires? Here we go.
Coming in.
Would you rather be forced to carry around a large tub of Twiglets in your hand everywhere you go for 10 years or sleep every night with crumbs in your bed?
Oh.
Quick.
Twiglets in a thingy.
Yeah. Would you rather be stuck in a 3-hour meeting and no one knows why you're there or have a 15-minute meeting but people are using all of the awful corporate jargon like right, circle back and synergy?
Oh, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, would you rather have a fifth limb or a third eye?
Ooh, fifth limb.
Yeah.
I'm taking a fifth limb. Why is that so funny?
No reason. Would you rather become a self-made billionaire or win $1 billion in the lottery?
Oh, $1 billion in the lottery.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, I was going to punch you in the neck. You said
billion, yeah.
Would you rather have your own personal theme song that plays whenever you enter a room or have an awkwardly long red carpet roll out in front of you whenever you enter a room?
Wait, one more time, quick. Sorry.
So theme song when you walk in or really long red carpet when you walk in?
Red carpet.
Right. Some of these answers I'm really confused on.
Why? Bro. Think about in here.
I'm just thinking what was going to draw more attention, the red carpet or the...
Obviously, a giant red carpet.
Yeah, but what? But if I walk into a church and my theme tune plays.
What? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Whoa, so Countdown is my theme tune.
This might have been that
case of mine. It's just awkward.
What if then if you walk into the church and a massive red carpet rolls out?
Isn't there usually a red carpet in a church?
Yeah, but you've got to roll on top of yours.
Another one.
Yeah.
Oh.
It'd just be like...
That was a bad choice.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Because think, your own personal theme song could just be 1 second long. It couldn't have to be Countdown. It could just be doo-doom, just the end.
Okay, once again, they're quick fire. I didn't have time to think.
Well, you should. Use
this
your noggin.
Okay.
That's my point.
$1 billion on the lottery.
Yeah.
I know Joel agrees with this, and me and Joel actively disagree on this point.
Well, I would say this is the first time I've ever switched.
Really?
This is the first time I've ever switched because I actually get the self-made. You feel like you've earned the money. You've done something that I guess you've put out into the world and you've got that back and you then reap the benefits.
Yeah.
But as of recent times... Be nice not to work.
Right, let me just clarify this.
£1 billion sat in the bank account.
Completely clear this up.
Let's go. Let's completely clear this up.
Because I think maybe you were a bit hasty before, Ash.
Right, come on.
Me and you have had this debate.
Yeah, come on.
So the debate was, I can work for 5, 6, 7 years, or whatever it was. Like a couple of, oh, do you know what, 2 years. Forget it, a year.
A year.
I can work my absolute nuts off for a year. Graft. Put something out into the world that I'm proud of. All that stuff. And get £1 billion at the end of it. It's worth £1 billion. Or I can go click my fingers and £1 billion lands in my account.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of both, either a second or a year, I get the £1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But on the year one, I also have to work really hard to do it because you're self-made.
Mm-hmm.
And is it like 12-hour days?
Yeah, like, bro.
But well, no, because then it's different because, like, no one specified the time limit. All I was saying was you've got to work hard. So you've essentially, you have to build the skills and the know-how and the resilience to earn £1 billion or just be given it. I think being given that amount of money off the bat with no, like, I don't know, no work towards it, it's actually quite, I mean, it's lovely, but like, I prefer to go, listen, as long as it's a short amount of time, I prefer to work for it just to sort of earn it, 100%.
Oh, I just don't understand that mindset. I'm so sorry. We're both getting $1 billion.
If I was guaranteed either way, yeah. If someone said to me, build something and you get $1 billion in a year or two and really sort of put the work in and go through it all and build the contacts and build that infrastructure or just be given £1 billion off the lottery today.
We love that.
Build the infrastructure. Like, why?
100%.
Why? You're getting £1 billion regardless.
Yeah, I think what comes with the
mindset. Do I have to then learn the skills to get me there, or am I given the skills?
No, like, you have to. Like, Ash is like right now.
Yeah,
You have to learn, go.
Because I won't lie, I'm thick as shit.
No, wait, no, no, whoa, whoa. Firstly, no, you're not.
That's not true.
And secondly, I'm trying to say, like, it's...
Until you shaved it.
No, it's like right now, whatever, let's say for content or like if whatever it is, whatever you're good at, fashion, whatever, you build a brand, like you do your thing and you build it. Like you build the next Yeezy, whatever. Like, would you'd rather just be given the money or would you rather build Yeezy and have that sort of to your name?
I think any other brand.
Don't forget.
I think any other brand. At the moment's a good.
No, no, because Yeezy needs replacing. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. Hey. No, what I'm saying is, listen, there's £1 billion, yeah?
Literally any other brand. Literally any other brand. Like, you could have said any brand.
Skims.
In other words, there's £1 billion or there's £1 billion and the $1 billion achievement.
And I hear it.
I think the £1 billion achievement with the £1 billion is worth more than just £1 billion.
Yeah, because you know you're also... after working flat out for a year. Wait. This is what I'm trying to say. You're working yourself to the bone for a year.
All right, let me be real. You guys work... Everyone here works hard now anyway.
And if I don't have to do it and get £1 billion, I wouldn't do it.
So would you stop working hard if you had that much money?
Probably, yeah.
What? Yeah.
Really?
You are a workaholic.
No, no, I'm not.
No, pause you. Let me pause you. I've seen you put yourself in hospital from working too hard. Yeah. Wait, I'm not exaggerating.
That's Wait true. A minute. That's true. Look at, right, so let's take people like Elon Musk. Elon Musk, he pretty works hard, no?
Yeah, he's a weird guy, man.
Yeah, man. Nothing. And I would say most of the world kind of hates him, so.
Again, you've made really bad choices. So far, you've gone for Yeezy and Elon Musk. You are really, like, you know, you can, I don't even want to say a third name to make this even worse.
Oh, I've got a name for you.
No, let's just
stop.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah, put a pin in it.
You'll
go too far. Fifth limb or third eye?
I said fifth limb.
And would you pitch that fifth limb being like a tail that like you always talk about having?
A tail. It's my dream. Weird.
What sort of tail? Are we talking like French bulldog, stubby tail? Or are you talking like monkey tail?
No, because we've all technically got them, haven't we? Our coccyx is just...
Yeah, our coccyx.
It's a tailbone.
Can we not talk about that?
What coccyx?
No, because when people talk about us having like a little tail, it makes me heave. Just the thought, like this skin...
You're going to throw up the thought of us having...
And it being able to move and stuff. You ever seen a film? There's a film called Shallow Hell.
Yeah. And you can wiggle it.
Yeah.
Imagine sitting down on that.
Yeah, I'm going to apologise now to anybody who may have that going on, like a small tail, because I think, I'm assuming it's possible.
Who's got that?
No offence, it's just not for me.
What, so if it wags, would you get happy?
If you met your wife now... met your wife now, wait. And you, she was, it
perfect.
all went perfectly. Yeah. And then the first time you got a little bit intimate, you caught that she had a slightly longer coccyx.
A slightly longer coccyx? No.
No, like the guy from Shallow Hell, like and it wagged.
And then whenever you said, no, it went...
Yeah, whenever she got excited for something, on her birthday,
Right, well, do her hips move as well? Like, she like,
well, you'd be like, able to tell.
Yeah, like, she'd no, do that no, maybe if no it's problem. Excited,
or you'd see it
tell.
Moving in at the lower part of her T-shirt.
No problem.
What if his hair was a bit longer?
Like a Subway long.
No, like that.
Foot long. Yeah, that's like a Subway long.
Like a foot long.
Yeah. No, that'd be fine.
Really?
Nice.
Can I quickly ask you a question? What would be better, for it to be like coated in hair or it just be a bald tail? Like, what's better? You know what I mean?
The rest of you. No, not bald, man.
I think you'd want a coat. I think you want some hair.
What?
On
so you're bald, and then your tail's just hairy?
Yeah, because I'd want to do that. I want to pass it through my hands, through my fingers. I couldn't do that with a skinny tail, like as in a skin.
It's like them cats that look like raw chickens.
Yes.
You ever heard them fight?
What are they called?
Jesus.
Really?
Yeah, man, they slap each other. It sounds awful.
Yeah.
Because I looked into getting one of those hairless dogs at one point. I think they're called a Zolo. They're hairless because obviously like I wanted something that was like hypoallergenic.
Sorry, every time you say the Zolos, it does sound like a Hispanic gang, and I just don't know what.
I mean, maybe I just, when they get together, maybe that's
just a pack of Zolos. I don't think you should get a bunch of hairless dogs running around at your house.
Nah.
No,
I mean, that's, yeah.
All right, we'll move on then.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm having a tail.
We referenced Twiglets. Yeah. Now, would you said you'd carry around a large tub of Twiglets
or sleep with crumbs in my bed?
And I agree with you.
Yeah, the crumbs in bed's crazy,
but Twiglets. Yeah, let's just talk about Twiglets.
They're Marmite, right?
Yeah.
Flavoured, that's what they are. They're
is Marmite. That not the worst snack on earth?
But it's so weird because taste, I go, oh, I don't like it. And then I'm like, they're like really Moorish.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, I don't like them that much, but they're really Moorish.
What's and also, it's just a Tupperware of them, isn't it? Was that the question?
Yeah, well, you know, you
it's a large tub.
Yeah, like a big
circular. So I just keep it close, like a clutch bag.
Twiglets in a clutch bag.
Yeah, listen, it's a statement.
I mean, you probably pull it off.
Thank you very much. Imagine a brand deal too. Right, you're so childish. He said, pull it off once, and you sniggered.
I'm taking crumbs in the bed, for sure.
No, you're not.
Right. You're a beddie, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I do it all the time. I have tea and biscuits in bed.
That's crazy.
I have tea and biscuits all the time in bed with Nate.
And where's the tea?
On the bedside table.
Whoa, I couldn't do that. I couldn't wake up the next day and there'd be food like left over
from the night before. There's biscuits left, I'll be honest.
No, I just mean stuff, like a mug of like, there'd be a bit of tea at the bottom. I'm just
yeah, I know what you mean.
I know what you're saying, but you know, sometimes I do just like take it downstairs. Sometimes I might not, and I'll just take it down in the morning. It's not that big of a deal.
What's your crisp of choice, by the way, while we're here on it? Twiglets, obviously, I think is bottom of the list, but what's your...
Does that count as a crisp?
Yeah,
no.
Twiglets are crisp.
I don't know what they are.
No. I don't know what category they're falling, but ain't a crisp, brother.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Wait.
Nah, man.
I'm telling you now, I'm going to die on this hill. A Twiglet is a crisp.
Okay.
Wait,
I feel like ChatGPT saves us.
Don't ask ChatG.
Here we go.
ChatG?
Yeah.
Jeez, once again, Ash. We ain't short. Brothers
uncovered,
GPT.
Fam. Let us tell you.
Oh, Twiglets. I'm telling you, they're a crisp.
Crisps. All right, let's see.
Come on.
Twiglets are not considered crisps by most snack experts.
Nice.
And certainly not by many Brits. Here's why. They're wheat-based, oven-baked sticks coated in yeast. Rather than sliced from potatoes or other root vegetables. The texture is knobbly and twig-like, not thin and crispy like traditional crisps.
Oh, so I'm the weird one for not going, oh, could I have a pack of wheat-based oven-cooked sticks, please?
No, you just say pasta Twiglets.
Yeah.
Just
Twiglets. No, but if you're not calling them by brand name...
Well, who does that?
Would you call it breadsticks then?
Huh?
Don't hurt me. Would you call it breadsticks?
But breadsticks are not the brand name. They've got loads of like really like nice... Great, they've got loads of really nice Italian names. You've seen like the box of breadsticks and they're kind of like...
Rifacente. Okay, so... If that was Italian, yeah? Because I feel like the furniture just started floating. I think you cast a spell more than anything else.
Wait.
Wuffacente!
It's not. Wait, hear me out of it. Hear me out of it. Breadsticks are not the brand name. Breadstick is what it is, right? And a Twiglet is a crisp.
Okay, well, it's not crisp.
It is a crisp.
I'm going to die on that hill. Okay. Twiglet's a crisp.
Because we're dying alone on that hill.
Talking about dying on hills, cycling back for a minute. You asked ChatGPT last week before, whatever it was. I'm not letting this go. I said to you, the king's immune from the law. You looked it up on ChatGPT and it said... No, he's not. And I was convinced I was right. I left, checked it, and he is. So ChatGPT.
Who?
Huh?
You give a call. Hello, Charlie boy, how are you?
Wait.
Yeah, what I've got you? Can you shoot someone and get away with it? You can, or let him know. What are you on about?
I searched multiple sources. So I looked Google, few articles.
The newspaper.
And I went down, and I didn't use ChatGPT for that reason. And listen, I'm telling you now, the king...
So I just want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You are more efficient at research than... The AI-powered ChatGPT.
No, but it just got it wrong.
Okay.
The king could shoot somebody in the head and he can't be criminally or civilly tried in a court.
That's not what we're asking.
Yeah, it was.
Is it?
He'd get away with it, yeah. He's like me. It's called sovereign immunity.
He could just carry on about his day.
He could carry on about his day. And apparently the police can't even enter any land he owns unless he gives them the say-so. Really? How crazy is that?
I think it's crazy that we got here from, is a Twiglet or crisp?
Yeah. The king can shoot you in the head. Think about it. Your life's in danger. Like, how have we got here?
Yeah, but he's a bad man, though. He could do whatever he wants.
Okay. Yeah.
So. And for the record, a Twiglet is a crisp. So we're going to move on.
Okay. Yeah, move on. I love that we also moved on from Ash's other topic of choice. What's your favourite crisp? We just breezed past that.
Yeah, but quickly give me the answers.
Doritos Chili Heatwave.
Just discovered Cheetos. Something.
Sweet, spicy.
I don't know what they are. Sweet, spicy, something. Well,
good shout. Buff. Space Raiders.
Okay, let's move on, man.
Some weird crisp.
Oh, my Lord.
It is time for Ashley Banjo's massive big in.
Oh. Right.
I've really come to love the sound of that, Bill.
Get the wheel out.
Oh, I can't see it.
Good on you for committing, man. You done last week's. You shaved today. Clean shaven. And I'm not even going to lie, I'm looking at you now, I'm not even noticing it when I'm looking back. Like, you just look normal, so you're fine.
So, I'm sure you guys know it works by now, but we're going to spin the wheel to decide who is doing this week's massive big end.
Yep, and we have also decided that...
The pointer.
Absolutely.
Okay. Go on, give it a spin.
Give it a good old spin.
Here we go,
I don't like the fact that Perry spins it every week, because I'm...
Yeah, should I spin it?
Okay, let Perry spin it.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh, anxiety. Oh, no, wait, no, do that.
Wait.
Wait.
What?
No.
Who did it hit?
Oh.
It literally broke.
Don't
we give it,
wait. No.
Right. Wait. Stop. Everyone stop.
Wait, who did it land on?
This is all wobbling.
No.
Wait a second.
Producer Rob, does it stand? He stands and he lands on Perry!
Oh my hell.
Wait, stop. Did you not see it? It literally
went. Yes, off the top of
it. Let's fight it up. No, bro. It doesn't work like that.
Not that much.
It doesn't work like that. Guys, Ash, you didn't land on you. Shut up. What are you doing?
No, but I want it to be.
It is fair.
I want it to be fair. Oh, wait.
Oh, it's landed on Perry again. It's landed on Perry again. You just spat it. It's landed on Perry again. Now it's landed on an Ash. So between you two, rock, paper, scissors, I ain't doing this again. If it lands on me, I'm not doing it.
Our MBE spin. Here we go.
Spin it. If it lands on me, I'm not doing it. If it lands on me, I'm not doing it. Yeah!
Whoever it lands on, he's doing it.
God forbid. Right, it's Perry again. That's it. Well, I think the only way to settle this is me and Perry rock, paper, scissors.
No way.
Why you know how it? Because it landed on you as well.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
That was the test.
No, shut up.
All right.
Okay. No. We brought a wheel in for a reason.
And we spent it the first time. It landed on you but
the wheel broke.
The wheel broke the first time.
Yeah, but the wheel broke. It's got to be...
It didn't break. It just jogged and it carried on going.
No, it literally nearly fell off.
I'm not having this.
I'm not having this.
Right, let's go. Why are you out with
it? You know full well why.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
it's between me and you.
You know well.
Producer Rob, I think that's the voice. Final say, me and Pearl got rock, paper, scissors. And we just do one.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. One.
Okay, go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Yes, Perry's facing it.
Smart.
Yes! It feels good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Come sit down, mate. Let's make a choice.
What about the wheel?
I'm sorry, but that is fair.
Come and make your choice.
My thighs are sweating.
So again,
now, this is stupid. And do you know what's annoying? We're gonna finish this episode, and Jules off camera will say to me, "That was me."
Well,
that's what Jules does.
We done the wheel.
Evidence. That's what you done last week. That's what you done last week. Last week you argued like this very convincingly. The cameras went off.
What's that in the box? Two choices you've got to make. Go on.
Yeah. Right, Pell.
Let's just get it done. Here we go.
Right, let's go.
First choice.
Would you rather? First choice. All right. Would you rather?
No, bro.
What is it? What was it?
Call someone in your phone and insult them for 60 seconds. No, I can't do that.
All right, then. If you can't do it, feel free to do the second choice.
It'll be fine.
That one.
Or...
No way! I can't do that.
Okay, what is it?
I can't do that.
Wait.
No.
Wait. What's the second one?
No, Deb. I can't dye my hair a bright colour.
Well, you have to call someone then.
No, mate. I can't.
Well, if you have to shave it and dye your hair a bright colour, bro, this is
you can't. You can't do that. Well, you can, but
mate, I'd hate to be in your position.
I don't like talking on the phone.
We'll make it easy. Someone you know. Ring your nan.
No way.
No, not your nan. Not sweet Teresa.
She's the cleanest heart. I love her.
Yeah, she's so...
Didn't know where he's going after cleanest after that. Didn't know where that was
She had a clean
she's
heart.
She's the cleanest she's woman. So lovely.
Thanks. Do you know what? Actually, she's also clean.
What does that even mean?
What? She is also clean. And
this is why you're weird.
Just stop.
No one describes someone else's nan as clean.
No, but wait. In the context of what?
No,
we're
no.
Just...
What context?
All right, is she a dirty woman?
What?
Easy, horn dog.
Jeez.
I mean, is she? Hello. Right. Wait.
Okay. Let's stick to what one you're going to do. Are you dyeing your hair or calling your nan?
I'm not.
Oh, sorry. Are you dyeing your hair or insulting someone?
I can't dye my hair, so I'm going to have to call someone.
Oh, insult them. All right.
Right. But you can't let them know, obviously, you're doing it for the pod. You just have to ring them, and they just start insulting them.
Who are you going to call?
I'm going to call Sam from Diversity.
Sam from Diversity.
Oh, my gosh. Who's timing?
I'll time it.
This is Sam. Please don't answer.
Bonjour, Valet.
Sam, what are you saying? You all right?
Yeah, all good, bro. We sound good.
Yeah, yeah. Quick one. You know, you came to the studio the other day. You had that that T-shirt on with the graphic.
T-shirt with a graphic? You know, that one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't wear that again. That was dead, man. That was so dead. Don't do that, man. That was, don't do that. I also just see your...
Hiya, it's Jordan here. Just a quick message from after we recorded this episode to say that Perry proceeded to take this all way too far and we've actually decided it's best not to share what he said.
Okay, Sam, I'm so sorry,
Oh my God!
Okay, thank you for episode 10, brothers.
No, wait, Sam, let's call him straight away.
Yeah, we're going to call him by the episode 8.
Call him back.
Call him back. Quick.
Call him back.
Call him back, call him back. Thank you, guys. Like, share, subscribe. We love you. Bye.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.